The decision has not been confirmed by the White House. The Obama-era program allows immigrants who were brought to this country legally as children to receive temporary work permits without fear of deportation. And DACA is lining up to be one of the many issues that Congress will have to deal with when it returns from recess tomorrow. Jeff Bennett joins us now. He's NPR's White House reporter. Hi there, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. So first of all, let's just talk a little bit more about DACA, because the president had said back in April that so-called dreamers should, quote, rest easy, and that his administration was not after the dreamers. We're after the criminals, he said. So what might have changed?
Well, what changed, Megna, is that there's a group of Republican state officials from 10 states who threatened legal action. They threatened to sue over the DACA policy if the Trump administration didn't decide to end it on their own. And they gave the White House this deadline of September 5th. So we should say we don't yet know what President Trump will decide to do. I think all of the reporting out today and out last night all includes the caveat that the Trump administration could well, you know, change its mind. But from what we understand from Politico is that, as you said, the president has decided to terminate this DACA program, but to give a six-month window for Congress to act, essentially kicking this issue over to Capitol Hill. Now, we should say the reason that DACA exists in the first place is because Congress failed to enact a legislative solution to protect young undocumented immigrants, and former President Obama established it through executive order. So really the only thing changing the calculus here for Congress is this now 6 month deadline. And that will surely, you know, focus the minds of lawmakers. But we don't know for sure if they can act within that time frame, or more to the point, what would happen if they don't.
OK, so let's talk a little bit more about that, though, Jeff, because as we mentioned a little earlier, nearly 800,000 young people are in this program. And there are members of the Republican Party itself who say they don't want to see it simply end. It is sort of politically popular in a lot of places. So, I mean, what would it take? What kind of pressure are certain congressional members feeling even within the GOP to come to some sort of legislative solution?
And the program as it stands is popular with the American public writ large. I mean, the thing that we heard from House Speaker Paul Ryan last week was that he didn't think that President Obama had the authority to write this policy, to, in effect, you know, write law on his own. And so what he said was that in much the same way that President Obama shouldn't have done it, President Trump shouldn't take steps on his own to end the policy. It's up to Congress to enact a fix. Now, House Speaker Paul Ryan wouldn't even allow a vote on a broader immigration reform bill that passed the Senate in 2013. So, you know, as you mentioned, the politics here are pretty fraught. But there's a moral issue here. There's a big political issue. Republicans don't really want to be on the hook for the backlash, for the fallout that could come for, you know, deporting these roughly a million young undocumented immigrants who were brought to the country, as they say, through no fault of their own. Mm. So that is the thing that I think will be the change here.
Well, it's shaping up to be an incredibly busy September for Congress. I mean, let's also talk about North Korea here, because, of course, the Trump administration and Washington as a whole is dealing with North Korea's latest nuclear test over the weekend. And yesterday, the president tweeted, quote, "The United States is considering, in addition to other options, stopping all trade with any country doing business with North Korea." I mean, that would include China. So how likely is that to happen?
It would include China. I mean, and the other thing is, I think, you know, he saved some of his sharpest criticism for South Korea, accusing them of appeasement. And he wants China. He wants South Korea. He wants other actors in the region to do more, to apply more economic pressure. We also heard from Nikki Haley at an emergency UN Security Council meeting today. She said that Kim Jong-un was begging for war. Defense Secretary James Mattis was at the White House speaking from the West Wing about this, which is unusual, and he warned of a massive military response. So, you know, North Korea claiming to have tested this hydrogen bomb really prompted a ratcheting up of responses from the Trump administration, which we've seen before. What's different now is that this is their sixth nuclear test and by far the most provocative.
Hmm. Well, in the last minute that we have, Jeff, let's just talk about Hurricane Harvey relief. We've got some tape here. This is Missouri Senator Roy Blunt, a Republican. He spoke to NBC's Meet the Press yesterday about the issues that Congress has to tackle. And here's what he said.
I think it does create another reason as to why you want to keep the government open. It's frankly, no interest in Republican leaders. I would think any leaders on Capitol Hill of not keeping the government open But the president's attention to this issue, I think, puts another reason on the table to get things done in September.
He's talking there about the pending debt ceiling fight and how the Harvey relief could get all caught up in that. What else are lawmakers saying about what they have to do when they come back?
Yeah, and the White House has signaled that they won't try to shut down the government in October if they don't get the wall money, the U.S.-Mexico border wall money they've asked for. Because you can imagine how shutting down the government would really be disastrous on multiple levels given the Harvey initiative. But they've got to raise the debt ceiling. They've got to pass a bill to keep the government funded. They've got to actually reauthorize the National Flood Insurance Program. They've got to reauthorize the FAA. So there are a number of things, all of which have, you know, critical can't-miss deadlines that that they face when they come back this week.
Jeff Bennett, NPR White House reporter. Thank you so much, Jeff.
You're welcome.